You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day today as we study together the Word of Almighty God. Greetings. God bless you. Friday heading into this weekend. I just want to get the word out. If you would like a copy of my New Testament Bible translation, all you got to do is write to me and send any gift of any amount for this ministry to help to offset the cost of radio, and I'll be glad to send you one of my New Testament Bible translations. It's entitled the EMTV. It's English Majority Text Version. For any gift, for any amount here to this ministry, you can write to me, Paul, at WMIEFM.com, and I'll tell you how you can go about doing that. Here today, this is part two of this message, The Perils of Peter. We're in Acts chapters 11 and 12. We're looking at all the trouble that Peter got in. It's usually Paul we look at, who was in perils of robbers, in perils of countrymen, in perils in the sea, in perils in the land, in perils among false brethren. Well, here today, it's Peter. Peter's going to be in jail, and we're going to look at the great escape. I believe that's coming up here today and Monday, I guess, Peter's escape out of prison. And this wicked Herod that goes around killing Christians. It's bad enough as grandpappy killing everyone under 2 years old, and this grandson is just as wicked. Boy, what an evil line of evil family tree, these Herods. Here's part two now of this message, The Perils of Peter.
Verse 17, if therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? Notice, according to the word of God, when the gift of the Holy Spirit comes, when we believed. Now, when they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, well, then God has granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. Key milestone. Now, while this is going on, verse 22. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. So they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. Now Antioch being right up the coastline a bit in Syria. Now when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man. This is Barnabas we're talking about. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. Verse 26, Acts 11, 26. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. The disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Now, there's a trivia question for you. This is the first time the word Christian was used to describe a Christian. Better yet, as Mark Bonner would call them and does on the radio, Christ follower. A Christ follower. I like that. Meditate on that. Christ follower. Matthew 16:24 said, if anyone desires to come after me, that is a Christ follower, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That's a Christ follower. Let's see if this is you. Reminds me of that sermon I preached before. Is it I, Lord? Is it I? I hear echoes of Judas in here. Do you hear it? Is it I, Lord? Is it I? This is what describes a Christ follower. Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Or else, here, verse 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Whereas that is Luke 14, 26 and 27. Now, Jesus certainly is not telling you if you hate your father and mother, is he? Oh, no, wait a minute. I guess he is, isn't he? If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, all right. What he means by that is your love for him needs to dwarf your love for anything else. He should be first and foremost, first in your life, above everything else. He would never tell you to hate your father and mother. He wouldn't do that. That's not what he means. He means he should be everything to you. Like in Psalm 34, when it says, come, let us magnify the Lord together. I would have a quarter, but I put it all in the plate. If you hold it up to your eye, you can block out the sun. A quarter is bigger than the sun. Come, let us magnify the Lord together. He should be bigger than anything in your life, bigger than all of your problems. More important to you than your mother or father or anyone else is your love for Jesus Christ. Now, these are his words, not mine. If anyone comes to me and does not hate father, mother, wife, children, brother, sister, and his own life, then he can't be my disciple. Christ follower, how are you doing with that? Mark 10:21, one thing you lack. Go now, sell everything that you have, and give it to the poor. And you'll have treasures in heaven, and come, take up your cross, and follow me. That's the Christ follower. Dear God, do we all fail in those? Having considered some definitions and some Christ-ordained stipulations and requirements, are you a Christian? Are you a Christ follower? Now, what if you fail? What if you fail? Let me say to you, I got some good news for you today, and that is God's got your back. This is why James wrote in James chapter 1, verse 2, he said in the NIV, he said, consider it pure joy when you fall. Consider it pure joy when you fall into various trials or temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith develops hupomone. Hupomone comes up to someone 9'6". And say, get out of my way, you stinketh. God's not going to leave you abandoned. We all struggle with some of these things. I've heard Adrian Rogers say, if you don't love God as much today as the day you were saved, you're a backslider. But he's got your back. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, because God is at work in your life, and he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, and he calls you out of this world. There's hope for you yet. These things are divine. They're designed to show you you need help and you need a Savior, and you can't do it on your own, by golly. You can't do it on your own. He who keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. You need help. Wretched man that I am. We need help. It's just designed to show us that we're not there yet. And we need help to get there. And he will help us. This is why he makes our life difficult. Because he's working on us to make us better people, to transform us more into the image of his son. Are you a Christ follower? All right, let's move on here. We're going to move on to chapter 12 now. First time in the history of preaching, we're going to do two chapters in one day. Here in chapter 12, we're introduced to another new player in the book of Acts, King Herod. I wrote a couple of friendly, nice words about him in the handout. I mean, what a despicable man. What did I write about him? There's two handouts. One I got more nasty than the other. In the nasty handout, I wrote, we're going to see a king, another tyrannical, godless, subhuman from the Herod family. I mean, some people, you think you got a dyslexic family? Is that the right word? What's the word called when you're all messed up? Dysfunctional. You think your family is dysfunctional? Your grandpappy killed everyone in Merritt Island under 2 years old. And then when we get to you, you think you would have learned something from your grandpappy laying on the ground and worms eating him for breakfast. But this guy's just as bad, as we're going to see. What a wicked family. It's beyond me that someone could be so evil. How do these people make to the rank of king anyway? You would think they would have gotten rid of Herod's family. Herod was not a Jew, by the way. Herod was from the same family as Jezebel was from. Here in chapter 12, again, this is not the same Herod who tried to kill the Christ child. But this was his grandson who ruled from 37 to 44 A.D. Now, my King James Bible says this happened in the year 44. Guess what that means? That means Herod is about toast any day now. More on Herod. Herod, the grandson of Herod the so-called great, ran numerous debts in Rome, and he fled to Palestine. Imprisoned by Emperor Tiberius, that's Tiberius Julius Caesar, after some careless comments, he eventually was released following Tiberius' death. And he was...
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WM.